Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here. Happy Hump Day. Today is Wednesday, January 13th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is investigating a homicide that took place on Monday, January 11th at approximately 4:40 p.m. in the area of Steve Roberts Special and Kelly Roberts Road in Zolfo Springs. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office received numerous calls for service in this area related to a medical complaint. Officers arrived and located one victim lying on the ground with three gunshot wounds. During the investigation, detectives discovered the victim was summoned to the event location to assist with a disabled vehicle. After arriving on the scene, the victim was shot and personal items were stolen. Detectives continued with their investigation throughout the night and were able to identify two suspects in connection to the shooting. The individuals arrested following the investigation were Gabriela Graciela Garcia, 17 years of age, and Ernesto Angel Campos Ramirez, 18 years of age. Both individuals were arrested on first-degree murder with a firearm, two counts of tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, burglary of a conveyance, and petty theft. And in Polk County, the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested a middle school teacher early Tuesday morning, January 12th, after she was found asleep in a car. 40-year-old Robin Ramos was arrested on drug charges around 1 a.m. in the parking lot of the racetrack store at 6650 Highway 98 North in Lakeland. Ramos is employed as a teacher at Kathleen Middle School, and their website shows Ramos is a 6th grade math teacher. According to the arrest affidavit, as the deputy pulled into the parking lot, she noticed that Ramos appeared to be asleep in the driver's seat of a silver Nissan Altima, so the deputy checked to make sure she was well. Once awakened, Ramos told the deputy that she was waiting for someone to come drive her home since she doesn't have a driver's license. The keys to the car were not located, however, a syringe containing a clear liquid was found in the passenger seat of the car. Additionally, a metal spoon encrusted with a white crystal-like substance was also found in the car. Field testing of both items indicated that the substances were methamphetamine. Ramos admitted to the deputy that she was occasionally does meth, but she denied taking any that day. She was transported to the Polk County Jail with charges on possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Your local events here in Hardy County, it was postponed due to the hurricane season, and now it has returned. This Saturday, the Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. They offer tethered balloon rides, an exhibition with the canines at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, a fire rescue engine, and various food vendors available. Balloon launch will be at 7:30 a.m. with a glow at 6 p.m. It's at the Hardy Lakes County Park, 5502 Ollie Roberts Road in Bowling Green. Once again, the Peace River Balloon Festival. Gates open at 6:30 a.m. with the event at 2 p.m. and it's at Hardy Lakes County Park, 5502 Ollie Roberts Road in Bowling Green. And this Thursday through Saturday, the SFSC Foundation will host their $1 million hole-in-one golf shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club in Sebring. All golfers are welcome, and the cost is $10 for a bag of 10 balls, and you can purchase an unlimited number of balls until the 16th at 5:30 p.m. The top 12 closest to the pin will be asked to come back and try their best to swing for a hole-in-one on Sunday on the 18th hole of Deer Run at Sun and Lake Golf Club. Hit the hole-in-one and you're a millionaire. For more information, call 863-453-3133. Once again, the SFSC Foundation will host the Million Dollar Hole-in-One Golf Shootout at the Sun and Lake Golf Club. And for information, you can call 863-453-3133. Your job's here in Hardy County. Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for a family support worker. A high school diploma or GED is preferred, and you must pass a criminal background check and be authorized to work in the U.S. DSI Security Services is looking for a security officer, a high school diploma or GED, a state of Florida Class D security license, and a driver's license are required. Individuals with a flexible schedule, including nights and overnight, and at least 1 year of security and customer service experience are encouraged to apply. And Copy Life Incorporated is looking for a field service technician. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 5 years of industry experience with digital copiers, printers, and basic networking, and a driver's license. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Remember to lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agricultural, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 62 degrees out, feels like 65. Intermittent clouds with a 6% chance of rain. Air quality is excellent. The maximum UV index is 2, low. Winds north-northeast at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 7 miles an hour. A humidity is 80%. Indoor humidity slightly humid, 65%. Dew points 56. Cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 3,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers early in the afternoon, a chance of showers late in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly in the evening, lows around 50, north northwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s with northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s with light and variable winds. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is investing $4.6 million to provide broadband service in unserved and underserved rural areas in Georgia. This investment is part of the $550 million Congress allocated to the second round of the Reconnect program. The Pembroke Telephone Company will use the Reconnect grant to deploy a fiber-to-the-premises network to over 3,500 people, 73 farms, and 19 businesses to high-speed broadband internet in Evans and Tottenall counties. USDA is seeking members for a new advisory committee for urban agriculture. The dozen members of the board will advise the Ag Secretary on issues relating to urban indoor vertical farms and identifying barriers to establishing them. According to thepacker.com, the USDA's Undersecretary Bill Northey says this group will underscore USDA's commitment to all segments of agriculture and has the potential to support innovative ways to increase local food production in urban environments. Nominations are due March 5th. After looking at the most recent U.S. drought monitor, the principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions is concerned for many growing areas moving forward. Eric Snodgrass tells AgriMarketing.com the study puts most of the western half of the country in some stage of drought, with sections in many states in extreme to exceptional drought. Snodgrass says while the pattern is not a repeat of 2012, it is still a concerning matter to watch closely.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to many of us being more flexible out of a means of necessity. The farming and ranching industry has been pivoting in many ways as many restaurants and tourist destinations have slowed down. Many operations are now selling either direct to retailers or often direct to consumers. With the shift from restaurants to retail, labeling and packaging needs had to be addressed, and rather quickly too. Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Ibach discusses some of the flexibilities developed to shift of food distribution from food service and restaurants to retail, a result of the coronavirus pandemic.
We had to address some flexibilities in packaging and labeling and meat, vegetables, and eggs to allow those to flow from food service to retail. And that was very important because at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak and those initial closures, we remember we saw the shelves at grocery stores become pretty bare in some cases. So those flexibilities allowed product to flow to where it was in demand, and that was very important.
Another great story that resulted of this quick thinking during the pandemic, several months after the pandemic started, one Florida farmer resorted to selling his produce direct to consumers. Lines of cars several miles long would visit the squash and cucumber farmer to buy farm fresh vegetables at a very low cost. Just another example of the innovation and quick thinking of farmers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stock shut off a midday slide and ended broadly higher on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged up less than 0.1%. Small company stocks continued to outpace the rest of the market by a wide margin, a sign that investors are becoming more optimistic about an economic rebound. Treasury yields kept marching higher as investors anticipate the economy will pull out of the slump and rebound later this year. Markets have been charging higher on optimism about COVID vaccines and more stimulus for the economy. The Dow gained 60 points today to finish at 31,068. The Nasdaq ahead 36 to 13,072, and the S&P 500 up 1 to 3,801. New York oil up 91 cents to $53.16 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Top-ranked Alabama is the national champion in college football for the sixth time in 12 seasons after Devontae Smith, Mac Jones, and Najee Harris led an explosive offensive performance in a 52-24 rout of number 3 Ohio State. The Heisman Trophy-winning Smith had 12 catches for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns all in the first half as the Crimson Tide bolted out to a 35-17 lead. Alabama is number one in the final Associated Press college football poll following Monday's lopsided win in the CFP title game. Ohio State moved up to second following its lopsided win over Clemson, which dropped to number three. Texas A&M and Notre Dame round out the top five and are followed by Oklahoma, Georgia, Cincinnati, Iowa State, and Northwestern. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, C.J. McCollum scored 30 points, including a game-winning jumper with 9.6 seconds left in the Portland Trail Blazers' 112-111 nail-biter over the Toronto Raptors. Damian Lillard chipped in 23 points. Carmelo Anthony added 20 to help Portland withstand Pascal Siakam's first career triple-double. Siakam's finished with 22 points, 13 boards, and 10 assists, but the defending Atlanta Division champions fell into a last-place tie in the East at 2-8. Other winners included Milwaukee, Charlotte, Washington, Memphis, Atlanta, and Sacramento. And in college basketball, Gonzaga and Baylor remain atop the Associated Press men's poll for the seventh consecutive week in the regular season. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for today: behind every successful student, there is a deleted Facebook account, and I'm not far behind. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.